This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock, powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatta Jananda, and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Friday, that is 14th of August. Well, it was certainly not a fun Friday, which most traders would have wanted. The price action actually wiped out gains made in the week. Now, the Sensex plunged more than 400 points, while the Nifty 50 fell more than 100 points. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex fell 433 points to close at 37,877. It gave up the crucial psychological support at 38,000, while Nifty 50 also dropped below its crucial support at 11,200 levels. In fact, it saw a decline of 122 points to close at 11,178. Now, on a weekly basis, the Sensex fell 0.4%, while the Nifty 50 was down by 0.3%. Now, weak global cues, profit booking at high levels, uncertainty regarding US-China trade meeting, and possibility of a no rate cut post the inflation data capped the upside for the bulls. Now, if you look at the retail inflation numbers that came above MPC's target, also put doubts on expected rate cut by the Reserve Bank of India, which the market was looking forward to. Now, weak results, especially in the auto sector, also contributed to the losses. Now, these points combined and ensured a negative close to the last trading day of the week. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in healthcare, metals and consumer durable names, while profit taking was visible in auto, banks, finance and oil and gas stocks. Now, the broader markets front, the mid-cap index was down more than 1%, while the small-cap index fell 0.5%. Nifty gainers include names like Sun Pharma, Coal India and JSW Steel, while Nifty losers include names like Axis Bank, Tata Motors and Eicher Motors. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the action was seen in the metal index that was up 0.7%, followed by the healthcare index, which was 0.75%, and the consumer durable index was up 0.06%. Now, selling pressure was seen in the auto index that was down 2.5%, followed by the BankEx, which fell 2.1%, and the finance index was dropped 1.8%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like NTPC, Escorts, Siemens, as well as Lupin. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Lupin, Cadila Healthcare, and Tata Steel, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Eicher Motors, Voltas, and MRF. Now, at a time when Sensex fell more than 400 points, while Nifty 50 saw a cut of more than 100 points, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Alkyl Amines, APL Apollo, Balkrishna Industries, Mindtree, as well as Lupin. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, telecom stocks have ended mixed on August 14 as a Supreme Court verdict is expected on an appeal by telecom companies Vodafone Idea, Bharti Airtel and others to allow staggered payment of their adjusted gross revenue dues. Now, Eicher Motors stock was down over 7% after the company posted a weak set of numbers for the June quarter. MRF stock price also jumped, it almost shed almost 4% after the company posted weak set of numbers. Verkov Engineering was also in focus. Shriram Transport Finance stock shed over 2% after the company reported almost 50% decline in the consolidated net profit in the June quarter. Now, let's also see how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts and a spinning top kind of a candle on the weekly charts, which suggests indecisiveness among the bulls as well as the bears. Now, close below 11,200 has actually washed out the laborious gains of the past six trading sessions put together by the bulls, suggesting that Nifty might be in the distribution phase before this breakdown. Now, if Nifty sustains below 11,366, that means if Nifty sustains below 11,366, now it shall ideally head towards 10,882 levels to complete one corrective structure of lower degree in terms of wave theory. Now, upside shall remain capped around about 11,370. For the time being, positional traders are advised to make use of a bounce, if any, to create fresh short positions with a stop above 11,370 and look for a bigger target of 10,882. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.